This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Hi, Lizzie and Dan. Each year, we visit good friends of ours in a town about 4 hours' drive away from our house. Often, the time there is limited, and we spend a maximum of 2 nights there and pack everything we can do in a short space of time. Over the past year, I have become friendly with someone in a closed group on Facebook where we are both members. We chat almost daily, and on more than one occasion, she has said that if I was ever in the area, to pop in for a coffee. She lives in the same town as my friend who we see every year. The question is, how do I approach this with each of my friends? Do I suggest that I take off for a couple of hours on my host's time with us to visit the new friend? Or do I not mention to my Facebook friend that I am in the area and hope she doesn't find out? Is it best to just tell her that I'm in her town but have my time dedicated to seeing my friends and it would seem rude to pull away even for a couple hours? Between us and our friends, we have 4 children and a lot of activities involve them as well. Yours, Colette the Confused.
Oh, Colette the Confused, let's make this really simple. I think that your first priority is to the host. So I would ask your host, who you're going to be staying with, say, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I just found out, or, you know, I realized that a friend of mine that I've met and maintained a really great friendship with online actually lives in your town. I would love to take a moment on my next visit to you to say hi to her. Would that be okay with you? And if we've got a lot planned, I totally understand, but I'd love to do that. It would be so cool to get to meet her in person and just go out for a coffee or something like that. Easy way to ask your host whether or not that's okay with them, because you are there to see them and that's part of it. But you also should feel confident that you can go and do a visit with this person who you've met online. And I understand that you might not yet feel comfortable going and staying with the online friend. So this might be a soft way to get to a place where then you can alternate between visiting these two people in this town that they both live in. This happens a lot on trips.
A lot.
I mean, most of the time when people come visit us, my family I'm thinking of at our summer home or something like that, there are other people they want to go see or there are specific things they want to go do. And a host should always listen to and hopefully respect that. But I think your first priority is to ask the host and make sure that that's okay with them. And then if it's not okay, let's just say that she did have everything planned out and it was, you know, super specific for this trip. You can always let your friend know, hey, I'm going to be coming to town, but I checked the schedule with my host and I don't have time to meet up with you. I'd love to set up a separate time to come visit, or I'd love to catch you on my next visit and let my host know that I have intentions of seeing you so that we can plan for it and accommodate that time. I think that's the best way. Keep it honest. Don't try to do anything secretive, or because you know that's when Murphy's Law is going to get you and you're going to walk into a cafe and your online friend's going to be there. Oh, why didn't you tell me? And that's where it gets awkward.
Colette, we hope this leaves you just a little less confused and that you have a great time on your trip. After dinner at a restaurant with friends, when we drop them off, they ask if we'd like to come in. Is it poor etiquette to make an excuse and say you can't? Kathleen.
Hey, it's totally fine to decline this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like we talk about it in the dating world. You really shouldn't feel the pressure to come in for a nightcap or do things after the date. But when it comes to friends, I don't think you should feel the pressure either. And a simple, hey, you know what? We're all set. We're really tired. We want to head home is fine. And you don't even have to have too much of an excuse other than, no, I think tonight we're going to call it a night. That's it.
That's exactly what I was thinking. You don't need an excuse.
No.
You just say, no, it's okay. We're going home.
We're going home. It's all right. But we had a great time. Can't wait to do it again. Let them know that.
I like that.
Well, and before you get too worried about offending them with a no answer, remember they might just be politely offering and not truly expecting, which this isn't a high stakes ask that they're making.
Kathleen, we hope this helps whether you decide to join them for that nightcap next time or not.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.